regardless of the political reprieve, I still think that it's breeding uncertainty amongst staff and amongst the greater Donegal public, and I don't think that's healthy or sustainable. I will be reassuring impact members today at Donegal County Council that they have job protections under the Haddington Road Agreement, regardless of the political fallout. But I will be seeking commitments and a meeting with the senior management of Donegal County Council today to further clarify issues.
In the event of the council falling, a commissioner is appointed who will take over the running of the council on a day-to-day basis. And as far as services and staff are concerned, things should, by and large, operate as normal. Is that your understanding?
Well, yes. I mean, it should be business as usual in the interim. I mean, I guess what happens thereafter, particularly in terms of the setting of budgets and making decisions about service delivery for throughout 2014. But it is a very worrying time. I would call for good health to prevail. In advance of the meeting on Monday, I think all political parties and the independent grouping within Donegal County Council need to be clear to the wider public what the sticking points are and what they're expecting going into that meeting.
And would Impact have a message for the politicians ahead of those discussions on Monday, which could very much represent make or break as far as the council is concerned?
Well, look, I don't think that it would be helpful for me to lob my two pennies worth into the political system, but I do think that the councillors should be clear that they are not just elected politicians, indirectly they're employers also, and they need be mindful of the uncertainty that this will have for the employees within Donegal County Council and, of course, within the wider Donegal public.